Another major focus for the year, of course, is Yerevan Temple. It made good progress this last year. And this coming year, we have two wonderful things to look forward to. One is that the wood and the sand that's around the temple protecting it is already in the process of coming down. And it will start to come down. I mean, it will continue to come down and should be down in a month or so, I believe, so that we'll be able to see the entire temple standing there all at once. So you might want to sit down when you do that the first time. It's going to be so beautiful. I mean, it's just, as Pali Swami says, you know, we saw each beautiful item go in to the temple, and now we're going to see it all at once when it comes down, and it's going to be very spectacular. So we have that to look forward to in the near future. And then the sanctum itself, the entire inner sanctum, Garbhagriha Mukha Mandapam, is scheduled to be finished in September, donations permitting. So that's be really a landmark for the temple to have the sanctum totally done and standing there, make it really look fantastic. And to guests, it'll be visually complete all at once. And again, it'll be kind of overwhelming to them seeing it all at one time. So those are two very important physical aspects of Yerevan Temple. Otherwise, there's a general increase in activity among the global membership in terms of fundraising for Yerevan, promoting Yerevan Temple. And we saw that here with the calendar, beautiful calendar the Hotranada family did for two fundraisers for the temple this year. And in Malaysia, we have on January 26th, Yerevan Day. They're having an all-day display and presentation for Yerevan Temple. We'll be there on that day and be giving a talk. So they're hoping to introduce lots of new people to the temple, which will lead in coming months to some significant donations coming in from that country. So with the temple coming up so nicely, we've felt we better keep improving the rest of the property here so that it all comes up together. And so we have two major improvements coming in. One is the large granite Dakshinamurti, which is how tall, Pali Swami? 12 feet. So, I mean, this is huge. Really, really tall. Massive Dakshinamurti, which will go under the banyan tree there, near where the Patarai is, where we used to do the ceremonies. So it's going to be installed out there. We'll have Shiva and the four sages coming. It's ready to ship, so it should be here in a few months. Totally carved, ready to ship. And so that's going to add a beautiful dimension to that part of the property there near the path of the Saiva Saints and where the temple comes. So something very spectacular to view this totally complete at this time. Then we have the veil. How big is the veil? 12.5-foot granite veil, also finished. It's coming soon to go on top of Muruga Hill. And if you go out there at this time, you'll see we're putting in the base. Nice cement lava rock base is going in to be ready to receive that, and we'll install it at an auspicious time. So we'll have two very nice improvements to the rest of our property coming up in the next couple of months. And as all of you here know, but those listening don't, we're starting to plant our 400-some acres, which we call Himalayan acres, across the river, the land that's come to us for agricultural use. And we've already started with coconut trees and a few fruit trees, and we have a few more we have hardwood trees going in the next week. So we're starting to plant it, and coconut trees take a while, but the others will be more visible, I think, sooner. But that's a wonderful part of bringing up the rest of the property, is we're going to have some beautiful plants over there for everyone to enjoy.